Grateful Dead Thursday. He is Benny Bucks. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Bruss family, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. We'll open up the phone lines for you. Some news today. Fun to get news going.
As, it's not breaking news.
We are 40 minutes away from the start of NBA free agency, but as it always happens, free agency started a long time ago.
I'm pretty sure you had this wrong. It's 5 Central.
Oh, 6 Eastern?
Yeah, it started. You've been saying that all week, and I was going with it, but I think the Eastern Central got you.
Yeah. Well, when I was hosting this weekend, I was probably saying 6 p.m.
Cool. Okay.
The whole time.
Give him a cool, Josh. Greg was on ESPN National, and I got in my car to head to Mars Cheese Castle for an appearance, and Greg is just breaking down Aaron Judge future, dropping Queens and Bronx. Like, my guy was in it, baby.
Yep, filling in for my buddies Dari Noka and Mel Kiper on Dari and Mel.
Cool.
Yes, I was there. But the big stories of the day: USC, UCLA slated to join the Big Ten. That's right, Big Ten following suit with the SEC to create an arms race for best conference in the college football landscape. We know the basketball follows closely behind, but all the money, or most of the money, I should say, is tied up in college football. We will get back to that, but as free agency is underway in the NBA, the Bucks, Josh, you hit some breaking news sounder for us, even though you give us the worst one every time.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right, Joe. If we don't have the new, like the good breaking news by next week, like, come on. We got to have the good one.
Joe Ingles, formerly of the Utah Jazz, 6'8 forward, 34 years old, coming off a torn ACL, agrees to a one-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks per the CEO of his household.
Renee Ingles.
Yes.
And Joe himself is said to be very bucking happy about it.
That is true. Yes. So the Milwaukee Bucks add Joe Ingles. Ben, your first reaction is what?
That's my first reaction. Like, when you have to do I like Joe Ingles. He's a career 40% 3-point shooter. He's a guy that will knock down a three in the corner. He passes well. But all those things that I just said were prior to him being a 34-year-old with a torn ACL. And you know, as the body ages, it only gets harder to recover from serious injuries. So what were the terms of the deals? I think you might have just mentioned that.
Josh, you hit the breaking news sounder again.
We have breaking news.
Bobby Portis and the Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to a four-year, $49 million contract. Let's get a Bobby chant going here at Summerfest. Bobby, 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 Bobby.
They're
Bobby.
Loving it.
Bobby. Yeah, we got some fans at Summerfest. Bobby Portis resides with the Milwaukee Bucks, 4 years, $49 million. The people here are going crazy, just as Bobby does when he is getting the crowd hype at Fiserv Forum. That was the max that the Bucks would be able to offer him. He agrees to that deal, and Bobby returns. They add Joe Ingles, and I agree, Ben. I think Joe Ingles is a low-risk signing. It has to be for the minimum. Where else are they finding the cap?
It has to be.
They wouldn't have the cap to do anything else.
And also, the Bucks wouldn't be stupid enough to waste money on Joe Ingles that if it was going to hurt them signing a veteran.
Hopefully that's a Joe Ingles that's ring hunting and ring chasing and saying, hey, instead of making $3.5 million, give me 1.5 and let me go and see if I can win myself a championship, which we know is something you're not a fan of because you always take the money as opposed to the memories.
When did I say that?
2 days ago during our Jimmy Garoppolo conversation.
That was for football. This is basketball.
This is basketball. So, yeah, look, I think that this was expected. We talked about it yesterday, as yesterday was the opt-in day. Bobby Portis did not choose to opt in for $4.9 million on a one-year deal, as his player option would allow him to. This is why, because he had a four-year, $49 million contract waiting for him, and the Bucks continue to roll with the guys they got. They roll with the core they've got. And they continue to say, hey, can we get better as a team, and can we continue to find ways to win with these guys? And sometimes inertia is the enemy, but Ben, you made it sound like you believe that them continuing this is only going to build those bonds that will make them a more effective basketball team come playoffs next season.
Yes, but it's two-sided, because I'm not going to go back on what I said yesterday, when we were live from Road America.
Which was?
Which was, that, like, I wouldn't sign Bobby for 4 years, $49 million, because there is an 82-game season and a 16 games that you have to win in the playoffs. And I don't think that Bobby has done enough in the playoffs to be like, you know, he's a $49 million guy. But part of that is, like you've mentioned, Greg, if you don't sign him, what are you going to get that is a guy that's going to fit within your culture? That, again, Bobby has embraced the city. The city has embraced Bobby. He's the mayor of Milwaukee. But at times he was a defensive liability. And I think about a game in against the Celtics, game four, he played like 10 or 12 minutes. Now, in game five, the best part about Bobby is he doesn't sit and sulk. He came out there, they played small, and they somehow came back and won when all hope was lost in game five against the Celtics. But he's kind of a defensive liability. He didn't shoot the ball particularly well last year. And again, he was great in the 82-game season when Brook Lopez is out. And I know everyone loves him. He's a great teammate. He puts his head down and goes to work. But I don't know. I talked about this yesterday as well. I'd rather have P.J. Tucker because P.J. Tucker's more versatile. And if you think about the value you get from P.J. Tucker, even at 3 years, $30 million at his age, versus Bobby Portis, 4 years, $49 million, P.J. is going to give more than those 16 that you need to win in championship.
Josh, you hit the breaking news sounder again.
Jeez. See, this is why I'm glad you know
P.J.
is open.
Wes Matthews agrees to a one-year deal to return to the Milwaukee Bucks. Josh, you hit it again.
Javon Carter?
We have breaking news.
Javon Carter agrees to a two-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. So far, they've got Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, Wes Matthews, Javon Carter, all returning to the Bucks. You can throw Thanasis in there as well.
Added Joe Ingles!
As he was returning. I feel like that's not even worth breaking news because everybody knew Thanasis was going to be returning to the Bucks.
Yes. I think that was my one takeaway after Rise is Thanasis has earned a one-year contract for wherever Giannis goes for the rest of his life.
And Joe Ingles being added to that mix with whatever they can squeeze out of Joe Ingles, who, by my estimation, will be healthy for the back half of next season as he's recovering from a torn ACL. He'll be 35 years old come playoff time next year.
So, Greg, I absolutely love Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I love what Pat Connaughton does from a versatility standpoint for this team. It's intriguing the way, to me, the Bucks are attacking this three-year window. Because...
Is it attacking this three-year window?
That's what I'm saying. It's intriguing to me because they're basically running it back. And there's an element of complacency to that, to me.
You wonder if it actually will look back on this playoff run where Chris Middleton got hurt, and the assumption is, oh, the Bucks would have won it all again if Middleton hadn't been hurt. If now you look back on this and say that was actually one of the worst things to happen because you could not get a true evaluation
read.
Of where you were a year after winning a championship. Now, as long as Giannis Antetokounmpo is healthy, he is going to keep them in the championship mix.
Man, Wes is getting older, too. He was great. He was great. But we're bringing back an old Wes Matthews, an old Brook Lopez. Like, again, Brook's going to be on his last year of the deal. I would have liked to see Horst be a little bit more aggressive in trying to get a little bit younger. Because I'm telling you, getting younger with the draft pick from the G League Ignite, Marshawn Beauchamp, he ain't going to find any minutes in those 16 games that you need to win.
No, Marshawn might not get any minutes in the season. Like, I would expect him to go back down to the G League for a while to be playing with the Herd. But I do think that Bucks fans are happy. I know Bucks fans are happy. The Bobby signing is getting people very excited, despite some of those defensive issues that you pointed out that were exposed during the playoff
series.
Run in the Celtics series. But to your point, as the East continues to get better and better, including Boston, say what you will about Philly, but with Embiid and Harden having a full year together, you have to worry a little bit
Harden
about them.
Harden potentially taking more or less money to be able to add guys because he's ring chasing as well.
The Miami Heat
and the Kevin Durant
sweepstakes. The Kevin Durant stuff is going to certainly tip things upside down depending on where he goes. Now all of a sudden, and look, some of the teams in the East that are young, I'm not saying the Pistons are going to make their Memphis Grizzlies type jump this year, but in 2 years, you're telling me Cade Cunningham, Ivy, some of the talent that they have with that team,
right,
Jalen Duren. No, I'm saying not in the next year
or two.
But like, you've got a lot of teams that are starting to do things right, and then you've got the Knicks who throw a bunch of money at Jalen Brunson to stay in, continuous
kind of
hell.
Purgatory.
Yes.
The one thing I will say is, like, when we talk about the Bucks doing the same thing, I think about what the Celtics did in trading for a guy like Derek White, who came off the bench for them as a backup point guard and was phenomenal. And to think, you know, that George Hill is somebody that I don't think will be back with the Bucks. And then you got Javon Carter, who just signed a 2-year deal. And I love everything about Javon Carter as a basketball player. He puts it all out there, but he's undersized, and you're just like, you're going to run it back, and he's going to go out there. Like, the idea of bringing Javon Carter off the bench versus, like, Derek White, I don't know. Like, I just feel like they got to continue to get better, and I don't know if it's, like, trading Grayson or signing, like, a T.J. Warren on a vet min contract coming off of not playing. Like, I don't know. I feel like they need to do more. They haven't done enough, and I'm not that, like, about it.
Chris and Kohler chimes in 800-990-3776, says, is Mo Bamba a possibility for some more rim protection, or is he priced out of our market? He's priced out of the Bucks now, and that's an interesting name. I think he will command more than 4 years, $49 million, simply because the potential is so tantalizing.
And
but
he's
I would have rather had them throw some money at Mo Bamba as opposed to bringing back Bobby Portis. Now, you're gambling a little bit there. You're gambling a lot because you at least know how Bobby's piece fits in with the rest of the team. But Mo Bamba can shoot from three, and he is a better rim protector than Bobby and probably fits the modern NBA better than a Bobby Portis does.
In a league where you're seeing the true center coming back in a different way, being able to step out and shoot and be able to protect the rim, those are invaluable skills that you want on your team. And Bobby can shoot, but he's not a true rim protector. But I tell you what, he'll gobble up some boards for you.
Vroom, vroom.
Guys, I'm telling you, just officially booked my tickets for Sunday at Road America. I went to roadamerica.com. I can't wait Sunday. Kids are free 16 and under. I know that Greg and his wife and his kid who just showed up, I've never seen Greg smile more in his life. They'd be smiling even more if they didn't have planned Sunday could come with me to Road America. It's kid-friendly. It's a great place to enjoy the 4th of July weekend. I can't wait to get down there. The food, the energy, the environment, the racetrack, everything about Road America is something you need to experience. And so there's still time. Put in your plans. I even got two of my friends to come. They're like, you know what? I can't wait to experience this. So here we go. RoadAmerica.com. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. NASCAR Cup Series this weekend.
A lot of free agent news as the Bucks bring back Bobby Portis, Wes Matthews, Thanasis, Javon Carter, and Wes Matthews. 800-990-3776. What do you think of the Bucks free agent moves? This is pretty much it. They also had Joe Ingles, 34, coming off
room
an ACL.
For like a vet man moving forward.
But this is the squad. It's running back. How does that make you feel as a Bucks fan? We want to talk with you. We want to hear from you. The Scalzo and Russ family, 800-990-3776. We'll open up the phone lines. Plus, we might get a little man on the street with Ben Bruss here live from Summerfest. It is Scalzo and Russ presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.